I noticed that twice a week you offer meditation sessions at the United Nations. For many of us who are not familiar with the spiritual energy and power of meditation, what are the stages one must go through to really benefit from true and spiritual meditation, the energy involved in the clarity of mind? And how does one go about learning about meditation and gaining from it?
Meditation is a vast subject, and this subject we study inwardly, and according to each individual, the meditation has to be practiced. There is no hard and fast rule that everybody has to meditate in a specific way. Your meditation will be totally different from mine, but your meditation is your meditation, which is perfectly good for you, and my meditation will be perfectly good for me. But the basic thing for meditation is to make the mind absolutely calm and quiet. Let the energy from above descend and flow in and through the seeker. But it is difficult for us to have a calm mind all at once. We are attacked by thoughts, good thoughts, bad thoughts, and good thoughts. Good thoughts don't attack us. But sometimes what happens when you have good thoughts, we are enamored of the good thoughts and we forget the rest of the world. We are floating in the air. But we have to utilize these good thoughts, divine thoughts, for the world. And when the bad thought comes, we have to destroy them. With our willpower, we have to nullify them. So when you meditate, you have to have a very quiet mind, calm mind, vacant mind. Then we shall observe, we shall welcome, invoke the higher energies to flow in and through us. And when the energy flows through us and we see that divine peace, light is percolating all around, then we have a deep and profound meditation. And when you have deep and profound meditation, we come to know what we are here for, what we are supposed to do for God. And also, we will know how to do it. First, we have to know what we are going to do, then we will know how to do it. So both the things, what we are supposed to do and how we are going to do, we will get it from our meditation when we can remain in the inmost recesses of our heart.
I really can relate and empathize and understand what you're feeling and what you're saying through that. I mean, I do have my own method of meditating. One of the things that is of a concern, there are many areas in this world where there is unrest, oppression, suffering, and sadness. And I might bring up one incident in South Africa. The native Africans are undergoing an extremely inhumane system there. How can your method of peace and meditation help the native Africans there who are constantly under an oppressive, inhumane type of life, must live it every day, separated from their families, struggling to live on non-arid land? How can a philosophy in which you teach and live offer hope and stimulation for a better life for them?
Let us take South Africa as a part of our home. You have a house, and in that house there are quite, say, 5 or 6 large rooms. So one room, let us call it South Africa, and one room, let us call it here, Los Angeles. Now, to start with, we are imperfect. We are longing for perfections. No human being is fully completely perfect. But again, it is the inner will of each human being to be perfect eventually. Now, we know what happens to us when we cherish a wrong thought, undivine thought, lower vital thought, emotional thought, or destructive thought. It definitely affects us, and it affects the others who are around us. We use the term vibration. If I am a bad person and you are a saint, if I stay with you and around you for 5 minutes, you will get my vibration, and you will see that something is happening, undivine, is entering into your mind. You are a saint. You are flooded with purity and divinity. But I am a very bad person, absolutely undivine. So I am affecting you. And again, if you have more, say, good qualities, divine qualities, all love and boundless peace inside you, then I am getting vibration from you. I was a sinner, I was undivine, but you are a saint. Just by sitting beside you, I am getting good thoughts, divine thoughts, and undivine things that I have been doing all my life. I'll give up because you are influencing me, inspiring me unconsciously. This is how we see we're getting vibration from the world around us. Now, here we are talking about spiritual life. We are trying to bring about peace here at this radio station. We are trying to serve mankind. Now, our goodwill will run faster than the fastest to the farthest corner of the globe. South Africa is also inside God's heart. As I am in God's heart, you are in God's heart, we are all in God's heart. It's before in a room. I go to your place and your room and see you are praying and meditating, and I am in another room, I am very undivine. But as soon as I see you praying and meditating, I get inspiration. My suffering, inner suffering or outer suffering, it will try to be illumined because of your illumination. So if we pray, if we meditate soulfully, let us say for South Africa or any other place in this world, if the whole world is suffering, let us take the whole world. The world is full of suffering. Now, if we pray and meditate, do you think that our prayers will end in vain? We sow a seed and it takes time to germinate. Then it becomes a sapling plant. Then it becomes a tree, huge banyan tree. But how long it takes? But just after sowing the seed, putting the seed under the ground, if we want to see the tree, we don't get it. Now the world, South Africa and other places, the world is suffering. Now there are people who are praying, but for a good world. The world, we don't want the world to be destroyed. We don't want a third world. We don't want. But our prayers, no sincere effort, will end in vain. We try to become a good person. If today I become a good person, then one undivine person is less on earth. And then tomorrow somebody else, day after tomorrow somebody else. This is how the world will be perfect. So the world is, because of our imperfections, we have got all sufferings. Now, if we can become perfect, you, I, he, she, and everybody, then there will be no suffering. It is our imperfection that is forcing us to go through this suffering.
I would imagine that the same philosophy and answer would apply also to eliminating the nuclear Absolutely. Threat that is hovering over the world today.
Any wrong movement that is threatening the world can be challenged, transformed, nullified through our prayers. Prayer and God are inseparable. Our Savior, Christ, He taught us, I and my Father are one. he gave us the message, this prayer. So his oneness prayer, I and my father are one. Now, how can you separate the prayer from the Father who is almighty? So if we pray soulfully, there can be no destruction on earth and no suffering on earth. And if you can say at every moment, let thy will be done, if it comes from this very depth of our heart, God's will, we want God's will to be manifested here on earth. God is all love. The moment we think of God, we think of God not because he's almighty, but because he's all love. For me, he is infinite, he is eternal, he is immortal. He has infinite power, he's infinite in every way. But the moment I think of God, or pray to God, meditate on God, only I see his infinite love. So God, the infinite love, created this world. And will he allow this world to be destroyed? Even a child does not want his little toys to be destroyed or to be taken away by somebody else. It is his creation. He is fond of it. And if I want to take it, he will fight. He will say, no, this is my possession. I am so fond of it. So here also God, the omnipotent, who is all love for his creation. And if we want to destroy his creation, will he allow us? It is ridiculous. He is omnipotent. And his love for his creation is boundless and immortal.
I can understand that those who have a God consciousness would eventually have to succumb to the will of goodness and kindness. But unfortunately, we have people in the world who hold particular political ideologies or philosophies who feel there are no God, that there is no spiritual being, and that their political belief leads them to believe that way. How would you feel that we could affect those kinds of people?
Yes, we can easily affect them. Our goal is joy, delight. We use the term God, peace, love, and so forth. Now, let them get satisfaction from whatever they want to or from whomever they want to. They will say, no God, no God, no God. There is nothing. There is no such thing as God. By saying that, how far will they go? They will have to come. Somebody is an atheist. He does not believe in God. But then, if his dear one, his wife, is in the hospital and is dying, at that time, he may not use the term God, but he will invoke a higher power than the death of his wife or somebody else, dear ones. So when he's trying to invoke or pray, or he's looking for something else that can conquer the death of his dear one's fear. So that higher power is our God. For us, we pray to God. We pray to God devotedly, soulfully, regularly, to make us good citizens of the world, to make us good instruments of God. We are conscious of God. And then there are others who do not believe in God, but they do believe in something. Is there anybody on earth who does not believe in anything? I believe in my heart, and he believes in his mind. Believe, believe. Then afterwards you will see what your mind has given you and what my heart has given you from believing. So there shall come a time that by believing the mind, I see that it is I am believing my doubts only, my fears, my worries, and my anxieties. Whereas when I believe my heart, I see my soul there, my spirit, my Lord Supreme. It is all happiness. But we start with belief. And we have to know that the belief that we have in the mind, how far it can lead us, and the belief that we have inside the faith, inside our heart, where it can lead us to. So let them start by negating, no God, no God, no God. But there comes a time they invoke unconsciously some higher powers to conquer the suffering that they are going to they are having or they are suffering is imminent. So that higher power is our God.